Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Hebrews chapter 12, we were talking about the beauty and size of the New Jerusalem. Let's continue with that subject today. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom. Foundation for the Bible stands.
In the law, distance from that fearful place is imperative. But in the new covenant, it closes the gap, so there is no distance. And so he said in verse 23, to the general assembly. The general assembly is defined as a solemn assembly for the purpose of festal rejoicing. Isn't that so much the opposite of Mount Sinai, where they were quaking and shaking in their sandals? Oh, what a difference this mount is, Mount Zion. As old Dr. McGee used to say, I can't tell you the street name or the number, but I have a future address in that city. And I'm sure that these men that looked for that city whose builder and maker was God knew the same thing. Mount Sinai convinces us we are sinners in danger of death. As we read in Romans 6:23, that the wages of sin is death. Mount Zion speaks of a Savior who saves us from our sin and its penalty. The second half of Romans 6:23. But the gift, not what we earn, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. This city has an innumerable company of angels. One third of the angels fell with Satan. Yet there is still an innumerable company of angels in heaven. Think of that. On earth, Mount Zion was a vital part of Jerusalem's defense. The mount speaks of security. This future city is the city of the living God. He and He alone is our security. But in addition to that, there is an innumerable company of angels. Now think of what that means. When you read the Old Testament scriptures, we remember that one angel killed over 185,000 of the well-trained Assyrian army in one night. And so I'm glad that Jesus made the promise, in my Father's house are many mansions, and I go to prepare a place for you. I was sitting in a college class one day, and the teacher said, now, don't ever sing Mansion Over the Hilltop, because a mansion was simply a room that was built onto a house. And it's not a mansion like you think of a palace that's in your mind today. So I wouldn't even think of doing that. Well, when I think of that city, it has 12 foundations of 12 different jeweled stones, gates of solid pearl. The streets and the walls of it are solid gold that's so pure that it's like transparent glass. And Jesus Christ is the light of that city. And being the light of that city, He is seven times brighter than the sun. And boy, just think of all the colors that are reflected through the prism of that city. And the size of that city is equal the distance in height, in depth, and in width. And that height, depth, and width would be equal each way to the distance it would be from Denver, Colorado to the Atlantic Ocean. That's a big house. And yes, the mansion was a room. What would happen in that day is that a bride would be selected for the groom. The price would be paid by the groom. And a time would be set up in which they would consummate the marriage. But once they had agreed and the payment had been made, they were betrothed. Now today we think of it as engagement. However, this was stronger than an engagement because you had to get a divorce to break the betrothal. However, this betrothal is one where they did not come together to live as husband and wife. There was a date that was appointed. Oftentimes it's about a year. Sometimes it was a little longer, sometimes a little shorter. But in that time, then the young man, having secured the young lady for himself, he would go back to his father's house, and he'd build a room onto that house. He would decorate that room and put that room up in such a way, because he is preparing it for his bride. At the appointed time, he would come back with his party, and they would call to that woman at her house. He did not go into her house, but he'd call to her, and she would come out and meet him. And off they'd go to the groom's house. And there for the next 7 days, just like Jesus at the marriage in Cana of Galilee, they would have a marriage feast. But each evening, at the conclusion of the evening, that bride and groom would retire to that room. That room was their mansion. That room was their honeymoon suite. Well, in like matter, Jesus Christ is coming again. He's not going to touch earth at this point. Instead, when he raptures us, he's going to call us, and we're going to meet him in the clouds. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. But there's going to be a marriage feast of the Lamb. That 7 years of having tribulation here on earth, we're going to be having a marriage feast in heaven. And all the group worship and the time together will be wonderful. But he's prepared a mansion. He's prepared a room in that great city. And I'd much rather have that room than the biggest palace and the biggest mansion in any city on this present earth. The size of that city, just think of the size of the room. Oh, yes. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. And so we looked at verse 23 again, and let me reread that for you here in Hebrews chapter 12. To that general assembly and church of the firstborn which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. That general assembly we just mentioned, a solemn assembly for purposes of festal rejoicing. Hebrew Christians would understand festal rejoicing. That's why the Greek word was used only here in the entire New Testament. Now notice, of the firstborn which are written in heaven. Which are written is a perfect passive participle, meaning something that happened in the past but has a continuing result. The passive shows that it was written for you by the one and the only one who could write it and make it happen. We're on the receiving side, but we don't make it happen ourselves. And therefore, our citizenship is already logged in heaven when we receive Jesus Christ as personal Savior. Now notice, he is telling these Jewish Christians that this New Jerusalem is not for Gentiles only. The 12 apostles' names are on the foundations, but the 12 tribes are on the gate. And he's going to, as he says in John chapter 10 and verse 16, he has other sheep that were not of that Jewish flock, and he's going to bring them together and make them one, and hallelujah forever. He's letting us know that we're coming to this great place. We're coming to this city whose builder and maker is God, that Abraham searched for it in Hebrews chapter 11. And it is the city that they, those folks of the Old Testament, without us, those folks of the New Testament, Hebrews 11:40, Without us, they're not made perfect. It's not complete. How are just men made just, then perfect or complete? Philippians 3:9. And be found in him, and not having mine own righteousness. Why? Because my righteousnesses are as filthy rags, just like yours, according to Isaiah 64:6. Not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. I am reminded of Romans 5:8-9, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, just like we are, you don't get good enough for God to accept you. Yet sinners, our worst state, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Oh, those last four words, most profound words in the scriptures. Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. And it is only through him that we're saved from wrath. And now that takes us again to verse 24, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. Now, Jesus mediated this new covenant that you and I would not be under the law. Now, the life is in the blood. The Bible told us that in the Old Testament. Abel's blood cried out from the ground, and God avenged it. Jesus is mediator. That is, he's the executor who carries out the new covenant. He sprinkled the blood upon the Holy of Holies of heaven at the mercy seat. And now his blood cries out, whosoever will, let him come. Not whosoever elected. Whosoever will, let him come. Christianity is not only about Christ in flesh or Christ in the heavenly tabernacle. It's about Jesus Christ in you through his precious shed blood for you. Colossians 1:27 says, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. But we have responsibilities in this light. Now, again, those that cry that they have liberty to do all these things that fulfill the flesh, I guess this is legalistic to them, even if it is in the New Testament. But our responsibilities are seen in Colossians 3:1-4. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. If you're seeking those things which are above, you're not going to seek to look like the world, to talk like the world, to rock music like the world. You're not going to want to dress immodestly like the world. You're going to dress in a way that's holy and acceptable unto God. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
Stand so the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.